This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Julia Kind, and I'm the Support Services Coordinator for Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge, and I'm essentially a social worker there on the admissions team.
When we spoke yesterday with Julia, we began a discussion about depression and went through some of the symptoms, things to be watching out for. So now the next logical question is, supposing someone's listening and they're saying, goodness gracious, that nice lady just described me. What should they do?
That's a really good question. I think that if someone is able to identify potential causes, the most important thing is to recognize when there might be a problem and to reach out for support. I'll also add, just in doing so, just to take a step back and have compassion for yourself and consider how you're doing. Consider your thoughts and feelings and behaviors, and if you have felt stuck, that just recognizing that is a really big deal. That's a positive step forward just in and of itself. And so to start from a place of self-compassion and to recognize that by doing something, anything, is an act of self-care. So I think starting there is a very important thing to be able to do. And there are a number of things that you can do, just some basic things that we can do for ourselves on a very basic level if we feel like maybe we're not necessarily ready to reach out to our doctor yet, but we want to try to do some things and maybe make some lifestyle changes. We can all start on a very simple level and then can kind of move forward from there. Just to start with, just reaching out to others. I think the simple act of talking and having someone listen attentively and without judgment can help enormously. Having close friends and family to talk to can help maintain our perspective and just help us feel that we're not necessarily dealing with everything just on our own. So looking at our network and working to stay connected is important. In a time when we're social distancing more, it might be that might be done over the phone, or it might be trying to use the technology that we have available to us. We might use Facebook or FaceTime or Skype or Zoom, but it can just be over the phone and by way of text message. So I think that that's just something to remember that we can do for ourselves. Another way of taking care of ourselves is get moving. When you're feeling maybe like you don't even want to get out of bed, it can feel daunting to consider exercising, but just taking a short walk and being in the sunshine and breathing some fresh air on your front porch can be so refreshing. I think it's encouraging to know that regular exercise can actually be as effective as an antidepressant, as medication in countering depression. So sometimes even just starting small, going for a short walk, putting on some music and moving your body, taking care of ourselves by eating a good diet, just practicing some basics of self-care is something that we can consider doing to start feeling better. Engaging more with others on a broader level. There's a lot of research that shows that service to others can really boost your spirit because you're helping other people. Mm-hmm. And there are many organizations that rely on volunteers to make phone calls. You might be able to help a local nonprofit, a church, or another group that you support, perhaps even like the local senior center, by offering to reach out to other people who might be in need as well. It can also be important to maybe limit our exposure to news rather than having the news streaming 24 hours a day or most of the day or during our waking hours. If we limit our news intake to maybe 30 minutes or an hour a day and make sure that we break that up with some other things that boost our spirits and bring us joy, that can be something that can ease our anxiety in a world where there's just a lot going on. When we have access to that 24-hour news cycle, I think just to take a break from that is good for our mental health.
And we'll take a break now and continue our conversation tomorrow with Julia Kind, Support Services Coordinator for Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge. We'll talk more tomorrow about depression. Now, remember, this is a three-part series. Part one was on the radio yesterday, and, of course, you just heard part two. Part three will be tomorrow. Once part three airs tomorrow, all three parts will be available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up if you'd like to hear any of this information again, or perhaps you know a friend that might like to hear it. That way they'll have an opportunity to hear all the parts of our conversation. And, again, thank you to Julia Kind of Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge for visiting with us. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.